Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 50 on Draft T-Shirt.
Is it 50? I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
It is 50. What's up, guys? Good to see you.
Is this our golden anniversary?
I think so. Usually you don't have a golden anniversary.
Oh, no. I guess it's your paper anniversary, because this is our one-year anniversary, but this is our 50th episode.
It is, and I like that Clary is thinking about it. The Stallion brought us some 50th happy birthday napkins and some top hats.
He's very thoughtful. I appreciate it. Actually, pass me a top hat. I want to wear one.
There we go. Here we go.
And he brought a little, what are those whistly thingies that you blow?
The whistle things are like little birthday celebrations.
There, let me get her a blow.
Doesn't make any noise.
That was a little weak.
It couldn't be cheaper.
I like that lung capacity though, right there.
That was a little limp.
You could be a swimmer.
That was a little limp dick blow there.
Come on.
Ryan's not the only one that brought gifts.
Uh-huh.
Who else brought gifts?
Santa Valdez did.
Oh, really? All right, I don't know what Valdez is up to. While he reaches into his bag here, we should tell you guys, we are live at the Junkies Poker Open. We are in the MGM National Harper Grand Ballroom. What is this? Happy anniversary. And it's a bit. Hey, Valdez was thinking about it. Oh, whoa,
bottle
Valdez
of champagne.
Oh, so Valdez was being coy here.
Let's
for
go.
For our celebration.
I was being coy. And for my work wife, for our one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Here, this is yours.
Oh, this is for Drab?
That's for Drab.
Stallion.
That's for you, Drab.
He did bring me a gift. This is a thick envelope Valdez just gave me. This better not be his expense sheet.
There's a lot of gambling losses on that.
What is this?
All right. So you have a gift card, and it is Friday.
Yes.
To Drab's favorite fast food establishment, Taco Bell.
You got me a Taco Bell gift card. I did not get you anything.
I'm well aware.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you read the card for the
All
videos?
Right. All right. This is a straight shoot here by Valdez. It's a total surprise.
It's a hallmark. Look at the back first.
Right? All right. I'm looking at the back.
It's the ad hallmark.
It's a $6 card.
Oh, I left the price.
No. The hallmark, they always put the price in the corner. That's how you know it's a hallmark.
So you know how much you're worth.
Yeah, yeah. It says, things that go great together. Salsa and chips. Kisses and lips, bellies and flops, donuts and cops.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot more. PB and jelly, skunks and smelly, sun and shine, cheese and wine, birds and chirps, nerds and twerps, thanks and please, honeys and bees, sticky and glue. This is me and you.
And it's a pop-up, and it looks like he's jerking the cat off.
Yeah.
That's why I got it.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah. You got me. You get me what, pumped
what did,
up.
Yeah. What did you get us?
Yeah.
I got you guys my presents here on our on our 50th episode. 1 year. I guess we took 2 weeks off somewhere.
Somewhere in the line.
We did start at week one of the NFL season last year
during the crab kickoff,
and I think this is our most important show yet because we are at the Junkies Poker Open. We are in the grand ballroom here with about 900 other people.
I asked Ryan before you came down when you were being a diva, when you were being OP T-shirt.
We can get into that. Yeah.
All right. When you're being OP T-shirt and you refuse to come down, like Howard Stern roaming the halls of Sirius in the casino.
Yeah.
I posed the question to Ryan. I said, how many farts are going to be ripped in this ballroom today?
A lot of silent farts, and nobody knows where it's going to come from with 900 people packed in this room.
But we did the math. So there's a stat out there. Don't ask me how I know this.
All right.
But people fart on average 20 times a day.
I think I've already passed that.
And we tallied the number of people here, and it came out to about 17,000 farts in this ballroom.
That's one smelly ballroom. Good thing they have a good filtration system in here.
There's going to be a dump in there, too, because its dog is sniffing
also looking at that bomb dog, that bomb-sniffing dog, and we wondered where are that dog duties. and if that security guard, I mean, he looks very manly because he has, like, cargo pants on. He has like a holster and he has his dog, but who, very, very emasculating carrying around poop bags.
Who's bringing a bomb to the poker open?
Who knows?
Oh, I know I left one in my toilet before coming down here. Hey, what took you so long?
First off, I didn't like, I thought we said noon. Why is Stallion showing up here at 11 o'clock saying I'm at the table?
All right, well, there's a lot of things, a lot going on.
I have my alarm set for 11:45.
Well, number one, you just roll up like the superstar you are, and we're sitting here doing all the mics.
Okay, wait, hold on. Who brought the broadcast equipment?
I did.
You brought microphones that plugged into nothing. I brought down the recording device.
Who forgot everything?
No. I brought enough for me and you to do a show. If Stallion wanted to talk, he needed to bring his own microphone.
Oh, thanks.
that's how I feel about it. Blue Shorts is here taking pictures for the website. We have a good little presentation here. We are not over the loudspeakers because that would be very distracting to
the players. And
all
I'm
the
sure,
players in here.
And I'm sure we wouldn't appeal to a lot of the audience.
And I think you can hear in the background, occasionally, you can hear the announcer give updates on... What do you call it?
What?
When you... I was gazing out
into the crowd.
Your first bet, like small blind.
Big blind.
People keep asking me all morning, are you going to play? Does it sound like
hey,
I'm a poker
this
player?
The greatest thing in the world is that we got to do bit season, so we didn't have to play in this thing.
I know, that was my excuse. Well, I've never played, and I will never... It could be JPO 50, and I will not be playing.
Donking off $300. A donation.
Well, no. It's not even the donking off $300. It'd be donking off 3 hours of my time because I know I'm not going to win.
I like JP because JP sees this as a cash stream.
I know. He looks forward to his potential money-making opportunity every year.
He does. He actually puts it towards his net worth when he's doing his taxes.
All right, so we're in the corner of the room here. We're kind of surveying everything that's going on. I mean, a lot of action in front of us. Mm-hmm. But I think the real action was last night at the bar.
Oh.
The celebration the night before. We had the crab kickoff in the morning.
It was a long day.
It was such a long day. And
I'm exhausted.
What do you think about that I've been wearing this sweatshirt now for two straight days?
Did you bring a change of clothes?
I wore a black polo this morning, but I quickly changed out of it when I was doing my OP routine back in the room. I got to give a shout-out to Chuck Lee. This sweatshirt's a 10 out of 10.
It
it's
is.
So comfortable. It looks great, too.
I'm very happy with the colors. I hope the Rams win another Super Bowl.
I was thinking about who I want to win the Super Bowl if it's not
right?
the Seahawks because
cool?
of the potential color of next year's Poker Open. And we did blow it because I thought Chuck told us he was bringing 24 hoodies.
And he brought hoodies for us and then a bunch of T-shirts.
Then he brought like
18 beefy
tees.
I was telling people all week, oh, I think I can get you a sweatshirt. I told Denton.
Overpromised, underdelivered.
Yeah, I told, hey, I told be... Linnell. I Stallion, of course, deserves one.
EB doesn't even have one, does he?
EB does not have, because apparently we got a bunch of big guys on the show, and
so
we needed three double XLs, and only two showed up. And so...
Well, Nikes run small.
They do run small, a little bit small. So I was under the impression that everybody was going to get a hoodie. That was not the case.
No.
Why are we not selling these things?
We really should.
The Crab Kickoff is taking off.
It is. And I'm so happy that it is. And the hoodie looks great. The color combination is fire. I love the Rams now. But like you said, I get size for the Jets to win the Super Bowl because I don't have many green hoodies.
Oh, a green and white hoodie. That would be fantastic. Yeah, so it was the last night.
Did you get a lot of compliments on it walking around?
I did, but...
Are you wearing that so you get noticed? Let's be honest.
Can I say something? I would hope I get noticed at the Junkies Poker Open. If I'm not getting noticed here, I got a problem.
This is our wheelhouse. Yeah. Also, speaking of Chuck Lee, you know how many times he's asked me for a Lib golf hat?
I know. He was. I told him. I told you had three of them.
I do have three of them.
I know.
I think I gave out all of them, too.
I know.
It's like the hoodies. I think I told a bunch of people I could get them a hat.
So Chuck and Valdez are good friends, but Chuck also has a family connection to Raspberry Falls Golf Course out in Leesburg. And I told Chuck last night when he was hammered. Chuck Lee was hammered last night.
He was.
He was begging me for a Live golf hat that I wear every day. And I said, you know what? You should have a problem with Valdez. He took three of those home, and you hook him up with rounds at Raspberry Falls all the time. The least he could do is give you a Live golf hat. So take it up with him.
Hey, trust me. He mentioned it to me twice last night. He texted me at the radio station to grab one from your office, and then he asked me as soon as I got here today, before he left, if I had the hat.
There is nothing, but I don't care if you make Junkies money or if you make Bit Season money. There's nothing better than getting free swag.
Free stuff is so
cool. It's the greatest thing. Unless they're
shots.
Not size. Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
he was handing them out like they were M&Ms. I had one, then I literally just gave every single person the other
so
one.
So I was actually a little disappointed. Do you know Chuck Lee at all?
Yeah, no, I know him from your birthday party.
Oh, that's right. I was a little disappointed in Chuck because Chuck is one of the owners of Pamplona and all the other Clarendon ballrooms. And he was kind of a sloppy drunk. I thought it was
he
unbecoming.
Was a professional drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was unbecoming of Pamplona's owner to be slurring his words at the bar at a sports bar.
It's the Poker Open. Everyone goes hard.
They do. They do.
Well, you know what? We have a lot of drunks that listen to the show.
Well, you guys heard it on the show this morning. I mean, Lurch was drunk on the air.
He was definitely drunk, wasn't he?
In the 6 a.m. hour. You heard about Jeff McCauley, legendary Poker Open player, plays every year.
I was talking to him at the sports book, and I was trying to buy a piece of his action. I said, let me buy 25% of your action, because he cashes in this thing like 10 billion
times. How much would 25% cost?
What's 25% of 300? So 25% of 100 times 75. 3, 75.
Silly.
That by drab. I beat Valdez.
I was showing my work. And so I begged him. And when I heard him talk this morning, I said, oh my God, thank God he did not take me up on my offer, because he would be out in 1 hour.
You know that he passed out after his segment.
I know. I was hoping Mitch could put the camera on him. I didn't get to see. Did anyone take a picture?
I did.
Please show me this picture.
Oh, yeah. I took
Did anyone draw a penis on his face?
I barely know who McCauley is, so I know you guys don't, and it's not really that important, other than the fact that he's just a P1 of all P1s. He loves the Poker
and
Open.
He loves poker.
He's been coming out for years, and he just got hammered drunk today. For some reason, I gave my phone number to Tom Turley, and I was texting the photos to him.
Oh.
So this is a photo of Cakes and passed out.
That's a good smile.
McCauley. And McCauley woke up, and I had to ask him for permission to post this on the fans' Twitter, and he denied me.
Oh,
he said no.
That's an exclusive, right there.
Because he said, "Now I texted to Tom.
I'm a government contractor.
Yeah, yeah. No. I think
Leidos would fire him in 2 seconds.
Yeah. I have more on that on his job in a second. But he says, I think he's like 50 years old, so he's got teenage kids, and he doesn't want his kids seeing photos
unbecoming.
Of him.
Unbecoming. Yeah, yeah. The word of the day. the word du jour is unbecoming.
You know what tilted me last night? Is all these guys coming up to a stallion and talking about, just like, you're doing small talk, right?
Yeah.
And then so you're talking about these people's, like, jobs and what they do. And they're drunk. And then they start talking about how much money they make.
I didn't really get that.
And Macaulay, I got too deep. And then there's a guy named Rohit who you'll hear occasional mentions to him by him on the Junkies and Money Mouth.
Computer savvy.
They're all in sales. They sell garbage. They sell in software.
The economy's a sham.
It is. Because Macaulay's a drunk. Okay? He might be the village idiot. And he told me that the last 2 years, he's made $600,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
And just zero responsibility.
Yeah. I want to kill myself. He's selling fiber optics to Amazon and Google out there.
And we got to chase down every buck from SeatGeek.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's telling me that he's going to retire. These guys are all planning their homes out in North Carolina.
I feel bad because, you know, we're talking to all these people, and they're so nice. They're butt nice. But, and, you know, you're trying to stay engaged. But, like, this is like their Super Bowl. And they'll remember that conversation that they have with you for a long time, and you'll forget it in 2 seconds. Not to be a dick.
And then
the worst part is, you know, you see all these people that come out to the events. Maybe you talked to them last JPO 3 years ago or whatever appearance.
You'll recognize a lot of faces.
Yeah, you recognize the face, but they remember the conversation they had with you from 3 years ago, and they pick up right where they left off, and you have no idea what's going on.
I know. Some guy yelled at me this morning. He said, "You called me a jerk last time I saw you." And I said, "I've never seen you."
And he goes, "Yes, you have. Do you know what I was coming in here to set up while you were upstairs off."
Yeah.
And I walked past the guy that I bought a horse with.
Oh, really? He's here.
Yeah, Mike. He's playing.
Yeah,
This is after Mama Grizzly.
This is after Mama Grizzly. Yeah, yes, Valdez went to business on his own.
Yeah. I went to go double down on stupid. So I bought three more horses with this guy, and I see him, and he goes, "Want to buy another horse?"
Oh, are you getting the itch?
No.
A little bit?
No. I said, "I already made that awful decision 4 times. I don't need to do it a 5th time.
Well, if I wake up like Chuck Lee woke up this morning, I might get back into the horse business, because Chuck Lee, who was so drunk, he woke up this morning and realized that Valdez has his keys. I don't know how I had it. Yeah.
Maybe I go, "I don't want you to drive."
No, so he woke up without his keys.
That's so stupid.
He woke up without his keys.
I woke up with a pocket full of keys. I go, what is going on?
I think Valdez was hammered.
Oh, you think I wasn't hammered?
Yeah.
I want to know how he got to the radio station this morning.
I was thinking that too the entire time.
I didn't ask any questions. All I know is I called Valdez at 5 a.m. and he was there ready to go. That's all that matters.
Professional.
Yeah. Chuck Lee says that he woke up without his keys, but he also woke up with $7,000 in his pocket.
He said he woke up with like $8,000 in his pocket and an IRS slip, and then he said he lost a purple $500 chip and he couldn't find it on his floor in his room.
These guys get so drunk. Richmond John, P1, you know, we talk a lot about listeners on the show. Everybody knows Richmond John if you're a biddy.
Yes, he does our intro.
Richmond John, I hit him up last night. He was drunk too. And I said,
it's a recurring theme.
I said, John, point me out to the slot machine that you hit for $50,000. Because Richmond John, we talked about earlier on the show this week, he hit on the night the Caps won the championship, he hit a slot machine for $50,000 here at MGM.
Well, it was his birthday, too, wasn't it?
It was his birthday, I believe.
That's called the trifecta.
He was so drunk that night, he didn't even know what area of the casino was in. He had no idea. He said, "My only memories is I was in Felt beforehand, and I remember something about a Michael Jackson slot machine somewhere near where I was."
You know what it reminds me of? That reminds me of the movie Beer Fest, right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
they can't find
that
Beer Olympics.
Yeah, you got to get so drunk again. Yeah,
exactly. You should have started feeding them booze over at Felt.
And then,
have them stumble to the slot machine.
Yeah, that's a great...
Thank you.
That's a great call, Valdez. That is definitely what we should have done, because... I'm all about fate. And if Richmond John hit it for 50 grand, I'll play it for 50 grand. I'll hit it for 50 grand.
Nah, you're not a real gambler.
That's wishful thinking.
No, exactly. No. I put 20 bucks in. I do max bet, so I get two pulls of the thing.
And then you're done.
And then I'm done.
But then if a machine's already hit that, you know it won't hit again. That's at least how I think.
Yeah, don't they move them around? Don't they move all the jackpots around?
Oh, no.
It's rigged.
Of course it's rigged. But I just see, I just go on the ones where it's like the grand payout's like 40 grand or whatever.
There was one progressive
that was 13 grand, and I just disrespected that because
13 does nothing.
That's not enough for me.
You have that in Luna.
Yeah, that's. Someone told me that Luna is actually on the way back up.
Oh, it is. You're grasping.
Yeah. Nick Turner actually called me.
Nick Turner, this is so inside.
Nick Turner called me, told me that
Luna's on the way up.
That the Reddit bros are talking about Luna on the way back up. It's time to get back in. I think Luna was down like 17,000% or something. Like that.
Is he trying to pump and dump it? Like he's Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, no, I'm a safe moon guy.
Oh, safe.
That was my original. Luna's the one that everybody lost their money on.
Oh, okay. Hey, speaking of losing money.
Yeah.
How much did you lose last night?
I know we're at MGM, but I got a problem with the MGM sports book and the fact that it's great. It's beautiful plays, awesome TVs. I like mega parlays.
They don't let it.
And we cultivated, Valdez and Awad and I, we cultivated this perfect parlay last night.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to the counter and they screamed at us and said one at a time. They're very strict here. And so then we laid out the parlay for them and it was like the under. Bills minus 4.5.
He did the alt spread.
And then I said, I have an anytime touchdown score. And then they wouldn't let me parlay that with
the
other same game parlay.
What was the anytime touchdown score?
It was a loser.
Of course.
Ben Skronik or whatever his name is.
Ben Skronik. My guy.
Yeah. I was grasping on Ben Skronik.
And then Adam and I took our picture cashing the ticket.
You guys cashed. So I cut myself out of the parlay and did it on my own. And those guys hit their parlay.
Yeah, we pitched in for 20 bucks each.
So here's my problem with last night. Is that Awad was here. Awad came down from Richmond.
Awad was the superstar last night.
Can we
please talk about that?
It's been on my mind.
I've been thinking about it all day. Actually, all morning while I've been in studio, sequestered by myself.
So, Stallion, thanks for coming last night.
Come on.
What, you couldn't come? You're 10 minutes away from Grant and Danny's show.
I had to do my onboarding stuff for my other job.
Did
I just see JP leave to go work out? I saw him in workout clothes.
Let me see. He definitely will text us once he's not. He hasn't texted us yet.
Hey, whenever we pass the fitness room,
we got to pop in.
I think about him.
Adam came down. So Adam's the midday host now on 9 to noon, or excuse me, noon to 3 on the Fan in Richmond. So if you ever want to check that out, if you're not listening to B. Mitch and those guys or Grant and Danny, check out Adam every once in a while. He's doing a great job down there. But he came down here last night because he wanted to see the JPO, probably get attention dollars. And he's doing a show from the D.C. studio today, sending it back to Richmond. But Adam shows up here last night, and you would have thought it was the new King Charles III.
He was, honestly, it wasn't Adam. It was the Beatles.
I think you're right. I mean, this guy, he was a superstar.
You would have thought, I swear to God, people were screaming about him, over him like he was Harry Styles.
We, Valdez and I were afterthoughts as far as the producers go.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why is Adam's new look.
Oh, his new look, where he's definitely slimmed down. I don't know how he's doing it. He says he's eating unprocessed food.
He's only eating like fresh food.
All organic. That's what it is.
Organic.
Is that Richmond money? Is he buying organic crackers?
He's got that Deep South money now.
That old antebellum money.
I don't know what's going on.
Adam might have a plantation.
Adam's going to Whole Foods every day and buying. He's telling me that he's opening the fridge and eating spoonfuls of raw spinach.
What? There's no chance.
Popeye. He's like 30 pounds down or something
Here's the thing, is that he's slimmed down so much, and he makes us look like fat pigs. This is why I don't like it.
I know.
I felt so fat standing around Adam last. Number one, thank God for Rom, because all he was doing was touching my arms, and that was making me feel good.
They're telling you how swole you were.
Yeah. So that was making me feel good. But I felt shamed eating chicken fingers in front of Adam, to the point where, like, I didn't want to eat.
Is that why you were being so prissy at dinner? Valdez ordered a platter of chicken strips. They come, and then he goes, I'm not going to eat these. Does anybody want these?
Oh, I know. I ate two.
I'm crushing a double cheeseburger.
I ate two.
Okay.
And I was eating all the fries, and then I was sharing with everybody else, since chicken tenders are delicious. But seeing Adam all skinny made me feel self-conscious about dipping my chicken finger in buttermilk ranch and scarfing it down.
It was good, though. Can I say that I'd rather eat at Tap Sports Bar than Valtaggio Brothers?
Tell me why.
100%.
Are you with me?
Of course.
I don't like fancy dinners. It's too quiet.
It's laborious.
It's not enough like fat on your meal.
You like music pumping in the background.
I like French fries.
We like finger food. That's finger what we like.
You can get French fries at Valtaggio.
Okay, but okay, steak frites, is that what they call it?
Papa's fritas.
Remember last time we went there,
shoestring fries.
Valdez was ordering carrots for the table. So annoying. Steamed carrots or something.
I'm trying to be like Adam.
Purple carrots.
They were definitely purple.
No. I like
the eggplant emoji.
I could eat a greasy cheeseburger every meal of my life. I don't need to eat a steak. But
it looks like we eat greasy cheeseburgers.
All right, so this is what had me self-conscious at dinner. You were self-conscious.
But I felt it. Did you feel the same kind of thing were at around
well,
him.
Well, here's why I was.
And this is why I didn't like. It's like Adam was still. Maybe it was his cheat day, but he was still stuffing his face.
I think that was
tilting me so much.
I think it was. Well, here's why I was feeling bad about myself is because I came down from the 11th floor to walk to dinner, and I had just taken a nap, and I was feeling good. I was put the sweatshirt back on, right? I was loving, and I'm feeling good. I think I look pretty good in it. And I get off, and I walk to the elevator, and I see Rom and Cakes.
Oh.
Okay, and Rom is already drunk.
What time is this? This is right before
4:55
dinner.
4:55
p.m.
Yeah. And Thursday afternoon. And I see Rom, and Rom looks at me. I have not seen Rom. I don't even know the last time. Forever.
It's been a while. It's pre-pandemic. Because the only time we see him is during Junkies events.
Yeah. I see Rom for, I'm not kidding, Ryan, 1.2 seconds. And he goes, Drab, look at those titties. He goes, I can see them through your sweatshirt.
Hey, you know, he really knows how to hit home, doesn't he?
I wanted to kill him. I was so angry and so hurt.
I would have been livid.
I was so livid.
Especially because he's got some double D's on him.
He's the ugliest person on earth.
He's the ugliest man on earth, telling you have big sloppy titties.
And not only did he say that, then he goes, let me feel them.
Did he cup them?
He cupped my chest.
How awful did you feel?
I wanted the elevator to plunge to the basement.
Did it jiggle when you...
Of course. But that's my bit. I can be self-deprecating. Or I sometimes give Valdez a free card to take shots at me. But not Rom. Not Rom, who I haven't seen in years. And it's the first thing he said to me. I was distraught. And actually, I think I had deja vu.
It's so weird because the first thing he did to me was literally, well, number one, he said 10,000 times, did you get taller?
I don't get that bit.
I really do think Rom is shrinking. But the first thing he did to me, besides say, did you get taller, was feel my arms and say, you're getting so swole.
I know.
So
you had some compliments.
I had compliments.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
I was following him like Adam follows you because I needed a pick-me-up. I needed a confidence booster.
I'm glad Rob could pick you up. Here's the thing. I think it was deja vu because last Poker Open, I remember slinking back to my hotel room early because somebody told me that I looked fat. And it may have been wrong, but it was over 3 years ago, so I don't remember all the details. I just remember going at halftime of the NFL game, going back to my room and being depressed.
Trying to puke up your cheeseburger.
I hate this place.
Hey, speaking of fat, did you see the picture of me with Adam at the sports book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, and then somebody said, caption this. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So, oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
It's got to be.
Never mind.
You break the news. I don't want to do
never
it.
Never mind. I think, how did that picture get out on Twitter?
I was
AWOD,
there.
AWOD, I'm pretty sure.
No, someone... one of the might have been Justin.
It was listener Justin. Yeah, Anzalotti.
I know he took the picture, but
yes,
I don't
he did.
Know if he
but nobody
it.
Follows. Nobody. Justin's just a listener, so nobody follows him. And then, but Junk's Radio follows him, or Glass Joe JP. I can't remember where I saw. I saw one of those two. Saw it and then retweeted it, and it said,
"That's the most JP thing in the
it
world."
Is such, it is. How many conversations have we had with JP over the years? Okay, here it is. Okay,
look, are you going to try and make me cry?
No. Okay. But this is a safe space. All right, we're in the corner here. We're sharing our insecurities.
This table's hiding
JP
my gut.
JP is so clueless.
He's the most clueless.
Never looks at the photo.
I look like, you know how Apple has the pregnant man emojis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's the pregnant man emoji.
All right, so.
All I need is a yellow face.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about your posture.
Well, number one, it's the worst posture in the world.
Ryan, the Bit Season's going to have to retweet this now that we're talking about it later this afternoon. So Junk's Radio retweets this photo. Of Adam.
I'm turning off my noties.
Okay, so it looks like you guys had won the parlay.
Yeah, we won the parlay. Yeah.
And Adam looks cute, and he's holding up all the cash. And then Valdez is doing the pregnant wife pose with his big belly. Valdez usually doesn't have a belly like that, but that's the way he's standing.
He caught me. Well, I'm probably leaning around like I'm in
I mean, clearly
power
you have
pizza.
Some sort of belly, right?
Yeah, of course I have a belly.
And then so JP finds this photo and quote retweets it and says, pair of blanks.
Tubbies.
All right, so these are some of the...
All right, let's go through them.
Pair of queens.
All right, that's a good one.
Pair of donks.
All right.
Pair of expectant mothers.
Oh, God.
Pair of nubbers.
Doesn't it look
squeakers.
Like...
Pair of biddies.
All right, I like that. Hey, doesn't it look like a Le Mans class?
Yeah.
like he's coaching me. Doesn't it look? It looks like he's coaching me to get through my water birth.
Pair of beer bellies.
Yeah. All right.
Donkey Kongs. And then the final one. This picture is awesome.
Who said that one? You know,
that's a nice guy.
Can we give a prize to that person?
Let me look here. John Smith
2469. Yeah. That's my burner. That's my burner. Actually,
John Smith.
John Smith's my burner.
All right, guys, we're in the corner here of the ballroom. We're having a good time. We're perhaps talking in our panty voice because we don't want to be too
that
disruptive.
That is true. It is going to be an hour of panty voice.
But we got a lot to get to, including the announcement of RG3 and the backlash that came with it when we announced it on the show.
Also, I want to get into a new cakesism that was discovered today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, you guys are listening to Bit Season. We'll be right back.
Welcome.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back to Bit Season, Episode 50, as we are broadcasting from the poker room, well, the grand ballroom, as JPO 2022 is underway. We're tucked in the corner with Drabby and Stallion.
We're looking for updates. We just texted the guys to see where they're at and if JP's just doing a quick workout or if he was knocked out.
I know for a fact that we have 850, our total buy-in participants, 850 right now.
850. But that number might be going up. That was the last number that we heard. So
yeah, it could be going up. I'm sure Monday we'll have a final number.
Hey, can I tell you something about this broadcast about Lurch, how nubs he is? So Scotty's Vodka is the sponsor of this thing.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, and you heard it on the show, the junkies got gift bags from Scotty's Vodka.
Right.
With, I don't know, what that, like a liter of vodka?
Just a regular bottle of a fifth, isn't that what they call them?
Maybe it's a fifth, yeah. Mm-hmm. A big bottle of vodka and Scotty's like swag, I don't know what, like polos or whatever.
Yeah.
Hats, trucker hats.
Yeah, trucker, silly trucker hat.
I was kind of size for the trucker hat. So they got their Scotty's vodka yesterday. Promotions came to me and said, look, Scotty's is sponsoring this event. We need to put a couple bottles on the table. But don't let anybody take them. They're actually Grant and Danny's.
Oh, so they're gifts for Grant and Danny. Since they're
the ones on the table for the broadcast this morning.
Right. Since they brought them by.
Yeah,
for,
if you guys watch the episode, like a replay, you'll see them on the table if you watch it on TV. I told the guys they were for Grant and Danny and they were decoration.
Uh-huh.
Wendy from Promotions comes to me at 10:02 this morning and goes, did you take one of the bottles, Drab? And I said, no. And she goes, one of them is missing.
Oh, boy.
I had to text the guys. Did any of you donks take vodka from the table after I said not to? Cakes, I did not. Bickle, no. Lurch Papa, I did.
No one respects your authority.
I know. I said, can we get it back? Promotions need it. And he goes, yes, Richie. And then Lurch had to do the walk of shame from his hotel room of bringing the vodka back to me that he stole from the table, the decoration. The guy probably has 100 bottles of vodka in his house.
Doesn't he have like a card with the Scotty's information and they'll ship him a case?
He's stealing props from the table. Nubs.
Hey, speaking of nubs, yeah. I saw a text today in the text machine.
Yeah.
All right. That said, Jason's white trash. He drank red wine with swordfish. Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know. I would guess that if you drink fish, if you're eating fish, you drink white wine.
I don't know. I'm not a sommelier. I don't know any of the pairings.
Jason has a lot more experience than me drinking wine.
Or is that just some wannabe wine connoisseur?
Sommelier. I don't know. I'm going to lean on red wine and fish don't go together.
I don't know the pairings. I was asking because I was curious. I saw that. Made me scratch my head.
Have you ever had swordfish?
I have. A grilled swordfish
is
silly.
Is it good?
That's silly.
Don't you always rave about... What's the fish you had here at Baltaggio?
Oh, I had the Branzino.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got a fish. See, that's the difference between Valdez and I. Valdez is a Branzino guy at Baltaggio. They brought him a fish with its head still on.
I like the fact that I'm the Branzino guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It also smells like weed right now.
in the bathroom.
No, this whole place smells like weed. Well, there's also 900 people in here, and I'm guessing 700 of them are high.
Hey, is smoking weed and playing poker silly or something?
I don't know, but I know the elevators all smell like weed. Now, that may have just because I was going up and down with Adam. I don't know, but it definitely smells like weed in here. What did... I think one of the top moments on the show today, besides Macaulay getting busted, was Big John's appearance.
Yes, and he pointed out a cakesism. He got him a beanie with, and I didn't realize that this is a verbal crutch of Cakes, but Cakes goes, what was the line exactly?
It just does. Yes, so the beanie he got him, it looks like one of those beanies you get down at the National Mall that says, like, FBI on it or something.
It does.
It looks so cheap.
It's like something you buy outside of a stadium.
Yeah.
and it's a burgundy and gold and has, like, a number sewn into it. It says 17 for McLaurin. Yeah.
It looks so cheap. And so he flagged me down. That big turd was down here at 5 o'clock this morning. Ready to go, ready. And he goes, can I get a segment?
Can I get a segment?
He wanted a segment to give Cakes this hat. And he goes, it's got his catchphrase on it. And I said,
his catchphrase?
Well, I first thing I thought was, sticks on ice, or right?
Or, oh, really?
Oh, really? Or the new one is, why shouldn't I? Right? Which Cakes has been saying all the time recently.
Or have no file. He's been doing that.
Well, yeah, but that's a Danny, and I think people just say that just to, like, not mock Danny, but we like that Danny says it. So that's why I say it. It's a good phrase.
Gotcha.
But it, the hat said, when he pulled out of his pocket, it just is. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I have never heard that before.
And the other junks had not either. But the thing is, people, donks out there, are going, oh my God, Cake says it all the time. Are you serious? It's not something that's on at the top of my
mind. Well, how have I missed this?
How have we missed this? Because we are in sync with all the junkie-isms, and we notice stuff all the time. We're very observant people.
By the way, that was the phrase du jour.
Jarring.
Jarring, yeah. I think we started that as a bit, though, and now it's like...
Now everyone's, I also like picturing Big John down in his dungeon, sewing that hat together, like Silence of the Lambs.
What are the odds that hat even made it to Cakes' car?
I bet he gave it to the maid.
I'm tired of people bringing gifts.
I'm not.
No. Because the gifts are terrible. Kevin from Glory Days ripped me. He's such a sweetheart.
He can't let down the pie.
I know. Okay.
And this is what this literally is, this nobody. Is exactly, this is exactly
nobody knows
what I mean.
Not even Stallion knows who Kevin from
I know,
Glory
but this
Days
is exactly
no,
what I mean.
Oh, you do.
I know him personally. Okay. I worked with him. My brother did.
What?
Yeah. Right. He works at the Bailey's Crossroad Glory Days. I know that guy. Love him.
Okay.
But this is exactly what I mean about how you have a conversation with somebody 3 years ago, and then the conversation picks up right where it left off because they've been thinking about that conversation for 3 years.
Yeah.
Do I sound very ungrateful? I don't want to come across that way.
No. Valdez brought a great gift. He brought a gift certificate to Taco Bell.
That's thoughtful.
That is something we can use.
Or money.
Or money. Kevin from Glory Days brought in Glory Days glass mugs.
Hey, you know what? No.
He brought in... individually wrapped in tissue paper, one for each junkie. Okay.
All right.
They're not. They don't even say Glory Days. I open one up. I think they say Dos Equis. Glass jar.
The glassware rejects.
And so then he gave it to me, and he was very proud of it.
Now you got to carry around this glass mug all day long.
He gave it to me at the sports book last night.
Hey, do you think he just went behind the bar and grabbed a glass?
100%. 100%.
I know. He was very proud of it. And then he goes, there's a second bag here that's got a couple T-shirts in them. And the T-shirts were like in like a Nordstrom box or something, like something you would like gift wrap, something very expensive. Uh-huh. I think they're used Glory Day T-shirts. And he goes, they probably won't fit you guys.
And I'm like, so now you have a T-shirt that
doesn't fit.
Why
are you giving this to me?
And pubware.
So then I had to take them back to my room last night. These jars, 12 jars or whatever it is. And then they brought them back down to the broadcast this morning. I finally pawned them off on AWOL.
Was Adam like, I'll use these for my kitchenette?
Yeah,
my new apartment.
Yeah, Adam got a new apartment. He needs some glassware.
Hey, going back to the junkie-isms real quick. Have you guys noticed Jason Bishop's latest catchphrase? But he does this all the time.
His crutch?
I don't know if it's a crutch. But he has a very unique way of asking sports questions to guests. And what I mean by that is...
All right.
So let's say Jason Lockenfor is on the show.
Now, Jason will ask the most questions by far of all the junkies during interviews.
Yeah, I think so. But his questions are exactly the same. All right.
This is some real producer talk here. This is stuff we should be correcting Jason on.
I wouldn't say that. Well, I wouldn't tell him.
If we were good producers, we would.
Yeah. Too scared to bring it up to his face.
All right. Tell me, what am I missing?
This is exactly what you're missing.
Can I say they seem very long-winded?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. All right.
Okay.
All right. Number one, this is what Jason does. He will have the guest on, and then he will go basically preview the game. Let's say the Ravens-Jets game.
All right.
He goes, hey, Jason, Ravens are traveling to the Jets. It's Lamar Jackson's contract year. You know, the Ravens had a bunch of injuries last year, and they were 8-3 until Lamar went down, and they were the number one seed. But going on the road is tough in the NFL, and Flacco's going to be back there. And, you know, I don't know what to think about this game, But the line seven, what do you think?
So Jason, you know what it is?
So Jason does a soliloquy to the guest.
You know what those
he's trying to flex his sports knowledge to the guest. And then every question ends with, the line is X, what do you think?
And that, you're right. That is a terrible. That's a terrible.
Have anyone noticed that?
I've noticed it, but I didn't notice it. He's doing it all the time.
It's happening. It's happening once an interview from him. May not be every single game, but he will literally go down the card throughout the week and ask every single guest.
I know. It's
what do you think?
It's the interview. Similarity to the Junkies Blitz, where they just go down a list and read off the games.
he reads the entire CBS preview write-up, and then goes, lines three, what do you think?
What do you think?
And I know what's going to happen. I know some biddy is going to text or tweet Jason and go, they're making fun of you.
They can ask questions. They can write the questions for them.
Which we should probably do.
There's a lot of producers which who write their questions.
Which some producers have done in the past.
Here's the thing. I know. Well, with four guys, we get away with it. If there's one or two hosts, the producers have to do a lot more work. When taking care of the Ryan's nodding his head as he's the Grant and Danny producer,
I will say I do appreciate when Jason turns around to look at us in the studio when a guest is on, and he'll hold his hands out and shrug like, "What else can I ask him?"
Right.
And then we say, or he goes, "What am I going to talk to Feinstein about?"
I know they always say that at 8:01 as the Billy Joel is playing. What are we going to ask Feinstein about this week? I heard that I think Feinstein's been on fire the last couple weeks.
I love John Feinstein.
He, no matter what, who would have thought John Feinstein had a story about the Queen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got a story.
Although that's his profession, as a professional storyteller.
I know, but he's got a connection to everything.
I'm glad you brought up the Queen.
Well, that's big news.
It's huge news.
We should have spent a segment.
Apparently, the world stopped when the Queen died.
Yeah. All right, you guys didn't get a little bit melancholy when you're seeing all the pomp and circumstances.
Let me tell you something. I am a proud American.
Are you doing the anti?
No, I'm not doing. I'm not doing that. But it doesn't affect me. I am not ruled by a king or queen.
I don't think they are either.
I have a democracy.
No,
they're just a figurehead now.
They're figurehead.
That's still stupid. We're Revolutionary War champs. I think we should. We got it.
I got two monarch haters sitting next to me?
I just don't understand the king and queen thing.
Well, of course.
Who's going to take over now?
What do you mean?
Prince Donkey Donks next in succession.
Let me tell you something. It's like the equivalent of the vice president. They don't do anything. They just march around and shake hands and go to a lot of ribbon cutting ceremonies
and get paid to speak.
Yeah.
But this is what I don't like about it. I don't like the fact that apparently everyone's
a monarch.
A monarch expert. They know all of the line of succession. They know exactly what the king and queen do. They know every single duke, every single duchess.
Well, are they Americans or
and
Brits?
It's all because they watch The Crown.
Yeah. Look, I watched something last night on this. King Charles III. King Charles II was born in like 1600. How does this even make sense? None of this makes sense. I thought it was a family thing.
I tell you? Because there hasn't been another prince named Charles after King Charles II.
The only prince I know is Harry and Albert.
Albert Zilli.
The Pope works the same way. They can choose their name, I think.
Oh, that's stupid.
Now,
like Pope John, I don't think Pope John II immediately followed Pope John I.
I'm pretty sure they do get to pick their name. That's kind of silly. But also, I saw all of these pictures of the Queen, and Ozzy Osbourne tweeted a picture. The Queen is a smoke show, and I didn't realize that. She looked.
What do you mean?
She's a smoke show back in the day.
Oh, you mean like 1950?
Yeah. I'm not saying you're now with her bursitis.
How could you even tell? Those photos, it's like a... What do they call it when they added color to with The Wizard of Oz?
What, Technicolor?
Technicolor, yeah. All those photos of the Queen, they're Technicolored. It's like a water painting of the Queen. They filled in the colors because all the photos of when she was young.
Hey, look, Ryan. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
How could you? I don't know. She looks like a regular. I wouldn't say gorgeous.
Oh, come on.
Hey, how would Prince, you rate? How would you rate the queen?
I thought Prince Diana was gorgeous. Princess Diana. She was a smoke show.
Well, she is. Macaulay just dropped his chair. Sorry, he's distracting me.
Can I? I think Queen Elizabeth is. I hate to burst your bubble. I think she's the result of incest. I don't know a lot, but I think there's.
She just got hotter.
I think the lines got crossed somewhere.
I will say. Even though I'm hating on king and queens and monarchy, I am intrigued by the incest.
I think there's been a lot of that over the years because there's only so many other prince and princesses you can marry. You know?
Actually, that's going to sound stupid. I was going to say creating the perfect species, and then I sound like Hitler.
Why do you think Prince William went bald at 23?
are you saying you're royalty?
I might be.
Hey, you know why she looks so cute in this picture?
Why?
It's the crown and that necklace.
Oh, the pearl necklace?
Yes. Yes, it's not pearl, but it's diamonds. She just oozes wealth.
Of course. Don't they have like hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yes, they have a whole thing.
I don't understand. Maybe Valdez knows because he's the historian, even though he doesn't like the monarchy. How did they go from the king and queen were the actual rulers of the country to figureheads? Because I want to go back to the days where the prime minister doesn't mean anything in England. I want to live my life where Prince William's actually in charge. I like that guy.
Where one man rules it all.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Dram wants to bring back empires.
I get sucked. I don't know. There's something special.
Drab wishes he was a part of the Roman Empire.
He likes the drama.
I do. I like the lineage of the dictatorship being passed down from one person to another.
You know what?
It's like the Saddam Hussein.
You know what intrigues Drab? Court jesters.
I don't know why. I like the royalty bit. I watch the weddings. I watch the Meghan Markle getting married.
No, what's the Jubilee?
I do like the Jubilee.
I just like saying Jubilee.
That's the Queen's Jubilee. That's their version of Independence Day because they really don't celebrate their union over there. They celebrate the Jubilee.
Yeah, but they have the Union Jack.
Yeah, but they don't really have an Independence Day. I mean, technically they do, but it's probably like our flag.
Hey, speaking of Union Jack, what's going on with that? I got a problem with all these people visiting the embassy and taking pictures with the flag and putting down their candles and everything. Yeah. All these non-Brits going over there and doing that.
What, you mean all the Steve Chinikis? What did I tell you last week about TV anchors make news all about themselves? Tommy McFly was a Nats fan when they were making their run. Steve Chenevy never misses an opportunity to make it all about himself.
I see EB and Lurch getting up and exiting the poker room. I'm not sure
where
if they're out or not. I just saw them walk out of the building.
We got a text message. Oh, Cake says he's still in. Lurch and EB are out.
Not
shocker.
But this is what I don't like. I swear to God, and I'm not just saying Steve Chenevy, but he's just the easy target right now.
Steve Chenevy.
Like people like BDK.
Oh,
they
BDK.
They must have their photos. Okay.
I know. Right.
All right. They must have them. So organized.
Right.
So ready to go.
They got them in like their Rolodex.
Like, I can't find a picture I took last week. And then they're able, Queen dies, 2 seconds later, boom, they're showing a peace sign next to the Union Jack.
Yeah. You know when it's like when CNN.com, it was like unveiled that they had all the
they had pre-written
already
obituaries.
Written for living people.
I know.
And it was like kind of embarrassing. That's what BDK's folder is like on his phone.
I have one for Bruce.
Yeah, yeah. you got one for Bruce the Hugger?
Yeah.
You know, there you go. You're not any different.
No.
Hey, Valdez, I got a question for you. Who do you think I went to for their opinion on the Queen's death yesterday? Who was I intrigued by what they were going to say, their commentary?
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan.
Hey, do I know you or do I know you? Do I know you or what?
Why do I like Piers Morgan so much? I think Valdez likes him too.
He's a hothead. He's got a take for everything.
But he gets sized for the Royals. He's always mixing it up with the Royals. Or like,
mixing it up with?
He hates Meghan Markle.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, everyone over there hates.
He hates Prince Harry. But he loves Prince William. I don't even know if he's a Republican or conservative. I don't even know where.
I just know he stirs the pot.
I just know he's a pot stirrer, and he's in the know with the with the royal family.
You are
so on about these. I like Piers Morgan. I don't know if anybody else does, but he's my go-to United Kingdom source.
So you're basically regurgitating everything that he says. I'm guessing he wants to go back to a monarchy, king and queen.
No, I haven't. Actually, he was just tweeting out, he was just talking about his relationship with the queen or something like that. The times he's interacted with her.
You never answered the question. Why were you late down to the broadcast today?
Yeah.
I don't think I was late. We started at 12:01. We said we were starting at 12. I see Valdez in a studio for 25 hours a week. I don't need to spend an extra hour with him doing show prep.
Here's why it is.
I was upset because we're setting up the mics. And honestly, the plastic wrapper was very difficult to get off.
What plastic wrapper?
Exactly. We took them all off.
It was like invisible tape wrapped around an invisible wrapper.
And you couldn't even see
it. Yeah. It was terrible.
So these had never been used before.
Never.
No. It looked like monkeys picking ticks off one another.
Are we still recording?
Oh, my God.
All right, good. Yeah. Here we are. I forgot you about that. Recording.
My heart just skipped a beat.
Yeah.
I can't do this performance again.
I do like that nobody cares that we're in here broadcasting.
No.
A lot of people were tweeting us all week, can't wait to see you guys and recording.
Good thing we didn't have that velvet rope.
Well, I haven't got one.
You
want to
know something
hour.
Embarrassing? Here, I'm going to show you something super embarrassing. Watch this.
Standing up.
All right. I thought he was going to give me a back massage.
Yeah. He's reaching for something down there in his bag.
On a pen, in case people wanted autographs.
Not only did you bring a pen, you brought a gold metallic sharp.
Hey, I swear to God, I thought we were going to be rock stars today.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I kind of got my hopes up. I would be recognized by like two people, but still outsized. Not one person.
These D-gens are just focused on the tournament.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone at the final table, after the show gets posted at the 4:00 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. that they're going to listen to Bit Season as they're playing the JPO? Well, someone on the final table.
No. I don't think podcasts and sports talk and guy talk radio are hot at the poker table. Aren't you? They usually listen to like Red Hot Chili Peppers or something. you got to be in the zone.
He just said had Red Hot Chili Peppers because they're at Nat's Park. That's why he said that.
I know. I got yelled at by my wife because Tailgate Ted and my wife are Instagram friends.
Instagram.
So it's been a long day.
Okay.
Instagram friends. And Tailgate Ted is like sending my wife pictures of him.
From the concert?
From the concert.
Hey,
last
that's
night.
Actually.
And
that's,
then my wife goes, why didn't you take me?
That's a bad move. Why would he do that? That's embarrassing.
Maybe he was just tweeting photos of it or whatever, and she was commenting.
Tweeting, that's fine, but sending the picture, you might as well just send him a your
Tailgate Dad. Please don't send my wife a picture, a pic.
It's the same thing.
I know. It might as well be. My wife likes to talk to listeners.
Hey, speaking of hitting on wives,
yeah.
What was happening last night at the sports book?
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's a great transition.
All right. It was a sausage fest last night.
Of course. Every JPO, every junkie's appearances.
Especially since a couple factors. A, we've gotten older.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of smoking hotties. The days of the junkets are long gone.
Uh-huh.
All that. We've transitioned to sports talk from guy talk. So women don't care about sports.
Believe it or not, chicks dig guy talk.
I know.
We wouldn't know from bit season.
Well, it's a show about sports talk. But there were like a couple wives there last night, but there was one gal there who was
stole the show,
but she was identified as a friend of a listener.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
She wasn't identified as a wife.
Okay.
Not the girlfriend. I think maybe sleeping friends with benefits. What I would call it with this listener named Nick.
Okay. This is an awful move by Nick, by the way.
I know. He should have said this is my, like, put the clamps down on her.
Boys' night.
Yeah. Boys' night. Like, yeah.
Or
feeding frenzy. Yeah. It's a bunch of piranhas at the bar.
Or what you do is you want to spend the night, get a room. Book her massage spa time while you go sausage it up.
No, I know what this guy was doing. He's an amateur.
He's like, can you believe I'm f***ing this?
There was a couple things. He wanted to show off his girl to bit season, to his junkies, right? To all of us on the show.
Yeah.
But he also wanted his girlfriend to be impressed with his interactions with the junkies.
Yeah, like, look at me. I can hang with the celebs.
And I think this guy is still in the courting phase of this girl.
Okay.
And so he's trying to impress her a little bit.
All right.
The problem was this girl is attractive. And he brought her to a bar with a bunch of horny dudes around. Oh, yeah. All right. And he didn't say this is my wife, this is my friend, or this is
Pam.
Jessica or whatever her name was. Who knows? And there were so many horny bonks going on.
Hey, and also, by the way, a 7 out of a sports book is basically a 10.
Oh, she might as well have been wearing a bikini. Like, you're right, Valdez. A woman at the sports book.
Who's not taking your bets?
She may as well have been Kate Upton. All right. Everyone's so thirsty and trying to spit game. That was the funny thing.
It's whose game is
everyone's
the best.
Using their best lines.
They're dusting off their lines.
Yeah. And you know who the dude with the
horniest,
the biggest chub in his pants?
No.
D Woods. I don't know. I think D Woods is single, so I don't want to put his business out there. But that guy, he was trying to spit so much game, and she was not having it. Do you want to know what D. Wood said to her?
Please tell me.
He told this, and keep in mind, she's there with another guy.
Yeah, so is this right in front of the guy's face,
his back is turned because he's sloppy drunk.
Oh, okay.
Right, so this guy's drunk.
That's a big theme with our listeners.
Yeah, he's losing control of his, like,
Inhibitions,
and so every time this guy turns for another beer, another listener tries to swoop in. Hey, you know, and I'm just eyeballing all this because I think it's great content. Also, this girl was very pretty, so I was catching a few glimpses myself. But so D. Woods tells her, I hear him say, "You have the most beautiful eyes in the whole world."
All right.
What a cheesy line.
I actually expect better from D.
I know.
Woods.
You're a single brother who's been in the game for 40-something years. You got to have better lines than
that. He's funny. He's a good talker. Yeah. Yeah, you have amazing eyes.
All right. Do you know what his follow-up line to that was?
Please tell me.
Show me those teeth. Those are the whitest teeth I've ever seen.
It's also because he's been talking to me, and he sees my skull. Yeah. He sees my skull coffee teeth. Yeah. Anything looks white compared to mine.
Yeah. And she wasn't having it. He was falling short with this beautiful woman all night.
Hey, I will say, it makes me laugh. But the more I think about it. You have the whitest teeth.
Yeah,
that's actually genius.
That is because
number one, every single woman is self conscious about their teeth
because nobody knows exactly how white their teeth are or yellow.
No, and everyone when you're brushing them all day, you just stare at them and they're ugly and they're stinky yellow.
Or
teeth.
You have a great smile. That's in the same ballpark because she thinks you actually care about something insignificant.
D. Woods is trying to gloss over the fact that he's staring at her ass.
Right.
Right. Nice teeth.
Yeah. That's his
what he's saying, what D. Woods is saying is you have nice teeth, but what he's thinking is man, I love those titties.
Yeah. Suffice to say, she went back with the guy she came with, and I'm sure they had wild, passionate sex all night long in the MGM hotel room. In fact, I know they did because that guy was bragging about it this morning.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I asked for an update.
Hey, did you ask for a video? No, did you ask for an update or ask for a video?
No, I actually said, because he was sloppy drunk, and I said, would you pass out in the casino last night? And he goes, no. I went back to the room at 4 a.m., and it went the rest. We were going at it the rest of the night.
We were bears fighting over salmon.
In fact, he said, "I never mind."
Come on.
We'll
determine whether or not it makes the podcast or not.
He goes, it went on so long, I didn't even finish.
Well, that's because you have whiskey deck.
All right. Hey, we've been going in an hour here.
Know.
Stallion's got to get back.
I don't care about RG3.
Yeah. We were going to talk about, not about the sports, but we were going to talk about kind of the inside
the
of
inside
booking
producer
him,
booking
and
him.
In the backlash and all that stuff. But that we can save that for another day.
Yeah, that's evergreen.
This is about the JPO.
Yes.
And thank you guys for listening. We're having a great time here. Stallion and I are going to go to Shake Shack or Taco Bell on the way home. I get so psyched for Taco Bell. I really appreciate this, Valdez.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. Episode 50, we've made it 1 year.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. So, on to year two.
On to year two.
Thank you guys.
Bigger and better things. We appreciate all the biddies and supporting us and everything.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Do us a favor. If you like the show, share it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, share it.
If you think that person would be interested, you have like a friend, girlfriend, mom, brother, that would be into the show.
Yeah, we want to grow this show, and our numbers are good, and people at Odyssey are pumped up for us. But we want to grow it, and we want to get Stallion paid too. So, Stallion.
Yeah, Stallion needs to eat.
Stallion, thanks for all your help, man. You're a great addition to the show. We love having you, bud.
Thank you.
Better than A1.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Bit season out.
See you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.